podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru for another podcast guru podcast. Another topic I want to talk about this one is your podcast is not a show. Okay. This is a big mistake a lot of podcasters do. Even podcasters that I've worked with in the past have really looked at their podcast as a show. And they have messed up a lot of opportunities to have a very successful podcast. So, yeah. So, it's really sad sometimes when I see people that are so very, they have the energy for a podcast, right? And they come to me and they say, hey, Cass, I want to do this podcast. I'm so excited. I'm like, great. All right. So what's your idea? All right, I want to do a podcast, but I want to film it live, go to Facebook, Instagram. I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go again. And the reason I say this is because one of the big things, I think one of my podcasts, I talk about myths of podcasts, but one of the things that is a myth is that your podcast is a show. Everybody's so obsessed now with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff, that they don't understand what podcast is. That's why podcasts, only a few are very successful at podcasts, because those that do podcasts understand what podcast is. Podcast is audio, not video. Audio. People to listen to you talk about whatever topic. It's not meant for people to look at you on Facebook, nor Instagram, nor YouTube. Now, granted, a lot of people say, well, Cass, I see a lot of different shows that you know, they are podcasts and stuff like that. Yes, those are very popular shows that the people are so popular that people want to see. People don't want to see you if they don't know you yet. When you start a podcast, be focused on the audio, because you're losing a lot of potential audience when you think about this whole video thing. For example, most people that listen to podcasts, they listen to it at opportunities where they can't do audio, where they can't see video. When you look at Facebook, Instagram, you have to scroll. You know, that content is scrolling, you know. Just to sit there and watch a video now is two senses. I said this in another podcast. There's two senses now when you watch a video, your eyes and your hearing. Both have to be concentrated on. Both have to be worked on. You know what I'm saying? But if you just do video, people listen to you. People are jogging, people in their car, people on their lunch break. Listen, it's easier for somebody to listen to you than to watch you. Also, nobody cares about the visuals of a podcast. Just by definition alone, a podcast is an audio, personal audio. Stop trying to do shows. You're not the talk. You're not the view. You're not Good Morning with Kelly and Regis. Your podcast is not meant to be a show. And who the hell are you showing yourself to? Think about it. Podcasts, when you get on different networks or you get on different people, hosting sites, whatever, you are exposing yourself to brand new people to listen to you. If you get your keywords right, your algorithms right, all that stuff, you will always have new people listening to your podcast. And that's what you want. New people listen to your podcast. But if you go to Facebook, you have the same friends and family that you communicate with every day. Now, I can only speak about myself, but I have 5,000 people on one of my Facebooks, you know, my personal one, right? And I'll post something and maybe I get 100 plus, a couple hundred likes on something. The rest of the people are not liking it. So why do you think your podcast is going to be different because you're doing video with it? Because you're going live. It'd be killing me when people are going live. Unless that is the premise of your podcast. You know, unless we do a show that is a podcast. You know what I'm saying? That's different. But if you podcasting, putting your phone up and going Instagram live, nobody care. You're advertising to the same people that you talk to every day. It's not a show. It's a podcast. Be about the content. See, that's why I said the other podcast I talked about, planning. Because at the end of the day, it makes you focus on the content of your show, not the visuals. I've had people come to me that were more concerned about the visuals. I had this one particular client. She wanted to do a podcast. Fine, right? So she did the first podcast. That was fine. And in my studio, I have options. Like, I have video cameras mounted on the podcast table because some people, they do like a show that they, you know what I'm saying? So it's more of a show than a podcast, but they do have it in podcast form, but they do a show, right? I even do that with one of my shows, right? So the video's there, whatnot. So we upgraded her like a month into it. We upgraded her to do the videos, right? Cool. She did two shows because out of like 4 months, because every week she'd come, oh, I'm not ready. I didn't get my hair done. I didn't do that. I'm like, yo, nobody cares about that. Just do the podcast. Oh, no. I got to be like, everything was about her look. Had nothing to do with the podcast anymore. Because she really was doing a show. It wasn't about the discussion. It wasn't about the topics no more. It was all about the show. Because, oh, my hair's not done. I don't look good. Today, I feel bloated and fat. Like, every single excuse that had nothing to do with the podcast. And podcast is about content. Like, you got to be rolling out this content with podcasting. Because it wasn't show. We just said, we'll give her that option. But for in her mind, now it was about the show. And when I was like, well, just do the podcast, no cameras. Oh, no. People expect that now. She was getting like maybe 4 or 5 people on the live every week, the 2 weeks she did it. So at the end of the day, you have to understand that your podcast is not a show. Stop doing show things. Because when you're on Facebook, on your Instagram, you're trying to appease the video side. You say or do things that people could see, but it doesn't translate well on podcasts. So even if you did want, let's say you did want to do Facebook Live, you did want to YouTube or Instagram, it's not meant for you to interact with the video part. It's meant for people to listen to you. So always, because the thing is, I don't know how many people watches YouTube video lives or Instagram video lives over again. I don't think there's no search for it. So you're at that point, after you do the visual, it's on your page. Nobody new is looking for that video. And nobody on your current friend list is looking for your video to replay. Oh, I missed the video. Let me go check it out. Now, podcasts, they do that. Like, oh, damn, their podcasts come out every Tuesday. Great, great. All right, well, I'll listen to it on Wednesday or Thursday. Just because at the end of the day, that's the nature of podcasting. I've never heard nobody say, oh, man, I got to catch that Facebook Live again. Let me look at it again. They don't do that. Because Facebook is constantly giving people content all day long. And 95% of people on Facebook don't go to particular pages. They scroll through their timeline. And when they see something in their timeline, they get interested and click on it. Now, let's say you say, well, Cash, you know, you're lying because I could just repost my stuff on my page. Yeah, that's true. But how do people have an hour to look at your video? People are not going to be on Facebook that long to take an hour to read, to look at your video again. They're not going to do that. Instagram, they're not going to do that. Why? There's so much content on those platforms that your stuff is like, why would I waste an hour looking at this repeat when there's new content? There's a new baby crying that's making me laugh. There's a new skit video. Like, for example, Rod Wave, He does all these videos. They're no longer than five to seven minute videos. This man's made six figures off of it. Keep it short and sweet. But you expect people, and he's get millions of plays on his videos because they're short, they're funny, they're short, they're to the point, funny videos. Boom, 5-7 minutes. Your ass is making a show for an hour and expecting people gonna already look at that. Nah, man. We like to look at those videos quick. You know what I'm saying? Then also you have to understand, too, even with those 5-7 minute videos, they're always going to have commercials. Like before you even go to like a 15-second commercial, which for me seems like the longest 15 seconds of a lifetime. So your hour video is going to have like three times it stops for a video. But your podcast won't. Never in a podcast history has it stopped, unless you have a personal advertisement, but has it stopped the podcast and said, in the middle of it, you don't even know when it's coming. It's called, oh, hey, this is Macy's. Please buy it. You're like, what the hell? It don't happen with podcasts, but it happens on your video, but you expect people going to listen to it for a whole hour, go through it. Come on now. So remember, your podcast is not a show. It's a freaking podcast. Stick to the audio. Don't nobody care about your Facebook Live or YouTube Live or Instagram Live. You're not popping like that. Stop gassing your head where, oh, everybody wants to see. That's a very ethnocentric idea that my face is so popular that I have to do my podcast visually because I'm going to get more people. What more people you're going to get? Let me tell you, the average person does not support. Your friends and family will not support your video every single week. Because if it was that I should be getting 5,000 views on anything that I see, anything I put up, 5,000 views, 5,000 likes. But it doesn't happen that way. I mean, shit, Beyonce has what? 200 million followers or something like that. And maybe she'll get 10 million likes. That is a short percentage. And that's Beyonce with the beehive. But your podcast, everybody wants to see. Come on now. You got to think when you're doing podcasting. You got to put the ego to the side. You're doing that for your ego. You're not doing it because I want a successful podcast. Me, I always want new people to listen to my stuff. I want new people to listen to my podcast. I don't want old people. Old people are going to listen to you because they're interested. They're going to keep listening. That's great. But how do you only build with new people? You're not building with your family and friends because family and friends don't support like that. You post something, and you every time you post something, you tell me every single family and friend you have likes it. Bull. That's bullshit. Yeah, I said it. But with podcasting, with the algorithms and the keywords, stuff like that, people could find your podcast and you can get new listeners all the time. With my radio station, I never look at listeners. We have about anywhere from 25 to 5,000 listeners per week on our radio station, right? But I never look at the number of listeners. I look at unique listeners. Now, unique listeners are the listeners with the IP addresses for their phones or their computers. That's the first time they've ever come on the culture, listened to the culture radio. I could track it that way. Also with podcasting as well. I look for unique listeners. Now, when my unique listeners are higher than recurring listeners, and what I mean, technically, that can't be because of the numbers. I get it. But what I'm saying is when that number is high, that's the number I'm proud of because that's the numbers of people that I reached out to that are brand new to my platform. Those are the numbers I care about. So it could be 2,500 for the week, right? And I see three unique listeners. I don't like those numbers because I said so that my effort this week was only three new listeners. Mm-mm. But when I see 200 new listeners, unique listeners, I like that because that means every week I'm growing. I'm growing our fan base. I'm growing new people. So what we're doing, we're getting to a new people. We're getting to a new audience and they're listening. That's what I like. And that's what you should be always going for. New listeners, not old listeners, not your bestie, and you want to go back and forth. Oh, besties are, hey, Karen, hey, yeah, you're like, no, you want to cater to the new listeners. You want to keep the content consistent for your old listeners, but you want to always try to gain new listeners, because that's how you grow your podcast. You're not growing, showing to the same people on your Facebook. You're limited. You will never grow beyond the number on your Facebook or your Instagram. So why focus on an area where you will not grow past that? You're really popping if you post a picture, then the picture goes viral and that picture gets 20,000 likes, but you only have 5,000 friends. That means, yes, you're getting to people. But if your likes are below your friend count, then you're not getting to anybody new. Nothing's changing, and you're doing it for no reason. Podcasting, there's a way for you to go beyond that if you do your keywords right, you do your algorithms right, your topics right, you get new people. That's what you want. So start with the show. Your podcast is not a show.
I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man, go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMen'sMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day.